कृपासिन्धुरेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विजे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदाने कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय माम् अचरन् माई कोटि कोटि दंडोत प्रणाम इनटू द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्यतम नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम कोटि कोटि दंडवत इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज आई एम हैप्पी दैट और फिफ्थ डे Today is fifth day.
Fifth in class.
In class.
Yeah, fifth time that you
bought. Like class. 7 days. Yeah. We have passed very okay. Everything is going on well. Today, Govardhan Puja, Annakul Puja with Vedic Riti and months of Abhishek, Kirtan, Go Puja, Brahman Puja, Guru Puja, everything. Today, very excellent. When I come here, I remember, oh, Govardhan Hill, really. Jamuna River, river is here.
Waterfalls.
Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, and so many things. So, Krishna is telling to Uddhav, Avadhuta, Dattatreya Sambad. We have gone up to Pigeon. Those who want to do bhajan, they should remember how Pigeon was engaged in his wife, children, and for what became? He could not see his death. He himself jumped in the
net. The trap of the hunter.
Trap of hunter. And he left his life. So always remember this. And the hunter became very happy. Collected them in his trap. Keep in his soldier and went and cooked and ate. So remember this. Don't be attached. And then he telling, oh, as if all living beings without wish or without any effort and they want to check, but even dukkha sufferings coming and sitting on our head, they make test. Will have to suffer. So wherever you live, those who know what is sukh and what is dukh, what is happiness and suffering, they should not do any prayatna,
effort
for them. If sukh is there, happiness there, for previous life, or it will come automatically. Tat prayaso na kartavyo. You should not do anything for that. Automatically, all kinds of sukh will come. And he has given, Krishna has given, Dattatreya has given a example of python. One place he lives, nothing doing any effort, and automatically if comes any animal or anything in front and he
takes
and he is satisfied. For so many days he will not try, automatically if coming, okay. So a sadhu should be like that. Always engaging their senses in Krishna consciousness. What we have seen, teach from Samudra,
ocean.
What?
Never disturb.
Anyone?
Guruve Gore Chandra Radhikaya Tadale Krishna Krishna Bhakta Tadavakta Namah. So one of the 24 gurus is the ocean, because in the rainy season when so much rain comes and the rivers are swollen and they flow into the ocean never goes up, it remains constant. In the dry season when the rivers become very small, the ocean also does not shrink. In the same way, the ocean is an example of a saintly person who, despite the accumulation of great material enjoyment, great facilities, he's never changed. And in the absence of those great facilities, he's also never changed. And last night I was talking with Prem Kishore Guru, and he was saying, when he first came to Gurudev, there was nothing. All were very poor, and now, in that time, Gurudev was the same, and now, despite so many disciples coming, so much wealth, he remains completely unchanged. So Gurudev is one example of an ocean. Srila
Prabhupada is telling that ocean never changed, but the tsunami turtle waves then became overflow and make destruction.
Dilemma.
What to do? Then, Dishtva, Istriyam, Devamayam, Tadbhavai Ajitendriya, Pralobhita Patantandhe, Tasya Agnau Patangavat. Oh. You. Can you? You don't remember.
You take the book.
You can check the book.
What's the verse
number?
The mother.
It's on that verse.
Which verse?
More louder.
Text 7.
One who has failed to control his senses immediately feels attraction upon seeing a woman's form, which is created by the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. Indeed, when the woman speaks with enticing words, smiles coquettishly, and moves her body sensuously, his mind is immediately captured, and thus he falls blindly into the darkness of material existence, just as the moth maddened by the fire rushes blindly into its flames.
What meaning?
So here the instruction is given how the moth, Patanga, is one of the gurus, because the moth is very attracted by the flame. So the moth comes around the flame, At night, if there's any flame, moths will come. They will circle around, and then fly into the flame. And the moth is finished. So the conditioned soul in the material world. For man, the form of woman is Maya. And also for the woman, man is also Maya. And there is such a strong attraction to be with the opposite sex. But because of this very powerful attraction, because of trying to satisfy this attraction, one becomes destroyed. One can become destroyed in so many ways, materially and especially spiritually. And one will forget all about the goal of life, which is to cultivate Krishna consciousness and engage in bhajan.
Mm. Thank you. So, especially sannyasis, brahmacharis, and brahmacharinis also be very careful. How that fatinga?
Moth.
Like an insect.
Insect.
He sees flame, fire. That is rupa.
Form.
And at once he attached and goes circling and jumps. What is the meaning? If he will not be careful, that ladies are Daivi Maya, especially very beautiful, more than lady and gentlemen, very. And for them, men are so. So you should always be very, very careful. Also, I see that two kinds of varnashram, smarta
and
daivi. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others, also Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, tried to establish varnashram dharma. So we should be satisfied by if grihastha you are, with one lady or one husband. In life, you should not change, divorce any husband or wife. This is varnashram dharma. What is favorable for us, we should take, and what is unfavorable, we should reject. It will be helpful in our Krishna consciousness. So those moodha, murkha,
foolish
persons, kamini, kanchan,
women,
gold
and kamini, alankar, so many
ornaments
and nasvar. Nasvar means
perishable
things in this world. They are attached and always they want to test it. They are foolish. They should not do. Stokam is stokam prasid graham. So, renounce order sannyasi, be like bumblebees. They should go to grihastha ashram after their supper.
After their lunch.
Supper evening.
And go to so many.
Afternoon, then all will sleep.
He should not be burdened on a grihastha. And from so many houses, little like bumblebees collects honey from so many flowers. So sannyasi should be like that. He should not be burden on anyone. So I have learned from madhumakhi, bumblebees, that a sannyasi should not collect for evening or for
next day.
For one time only, and be satisfied. Other if he will collects money or anything, then what will be? Madhuhari, the
honey collector
will come and take you like with their house,
beehives,
and keeps in his claws and
twist it,
squeeze you,
and then takes honey. So don't be like that. And then yadapi jyotir bhikshur nash prasid darvamipi 13. Who will tell? You can.
Padapi yuvatim bhikshur na sprishat daravim api sprishan kariva badyeta karinya anga sangata. A saintly person should never touch a young girl. In fact, he should not even let his foot touch a wooden doll in the shape of a woman. By bodily contact with a woman, he will surely be captured by illusion, just as the elephant is captured by the she-elephant due to his desire to touch her body. Yeah, there's another verse.
What many?
I will talk, but there's one more verse. Then the next verse goes on to say, Nadigacchet sriyam pragya tarhichin mrityam atmanaha baladikai sahanyeta gajair anyari gajohu yatha. A man possessing intelligent discrimination should not, under any circumstances, try to exploit the beautiful form of a woman for his sense gratification. Just as an elephant trying to enjoy a she-elephant is killed by other bull elephants also enjoying her company, so similarly, one trying to enjoy a lady's company can at any moment be killed by her other lovers who are stronger than he. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So these examples being given by the Avadhut are illustrating how the attraction of the senses for the sense objects, the attraction to form, the attraction to taste, now the attraction to touch. So in the material world, the living entities, they are very much attached to these objects of form, taste, touch, smell, and so forth. But they don't understand that as their senses become attracted first of all, and then they become attached to them, then this is the cause of their destruction, actually. We already heard the example of the moth. Because of sight, because of rupa, because of form and the flickering of the fire, it becomes attracted and then it becomes killed. So, in the same way, here's the example being given of an elephant. An elephant in the forest is very difficult to capture. But at the same time, if the hunter knows the process of capturing the elephant, very, very easy. And the method that they utilize is they bring one she-elephant. So the she elephant is standing at a distance from the male elephant, and what they do is they dig a huge hole and they cover it with some grass. And the elephant, the male elephant, sees the she elephant, and now he becomes aroused in his desire to touch her. So he goes forward very quickly with no other consideration, and boom, he falls down into the pit. And in this way, he becomes captured. So in the same way, in this material world, because of the attraction to touch, therefore, persons, they think, oh, if I gratify my sense of touch with the opposite sex, oh, this will satisfy me. But actually what happens? They become captured. They become entangled. So many examples are being given here about the attraction between the sexes. Why? Because this is actually the most powerful force in this material world. And it is also the most binding force. Because it creates a knot within the heart. And the conditioned soul identifies very, very strongly with this false and actually illusory relationship that they've created. So, therefore, the avadut is saying that he's learning from all these different aspects of nature how he can cultivate this detachment. And he's learning from the mistakes of these different living entities, like the elephant. He also gave the example that an elephant becomes attracted to another she-elephant. And in order to attain that she-elephant, then he has to fight with the other opposing male elephants. In the same way within this material world, we can read in the newspapers on any day of the week how people are being killed because of lust. One lover becomes attracted to another lady, and that lady happens to have a husband. She has an illicit relationship. And then the husband finds out, and then he comes and he murders this illicit lover. And innumerable cases like this, because of the attraction of lust within this world. So by the sense of touch, especially, someone can be captured. And then the next example is being given.
Very good. Very good. Especially for sannyasi brahmachari, they should be very careful. It may be like Hathini, she fell elephant. Ladies may come and attract, and he will fall down, give sannyas, everything. And then, by that affection, attachment, he thinks, what I have done, I have, okay. No? I have left sannyas no harm. It is okay, we should be grihastha. But why Ramanuj, Madhvachar, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, and Vishnu Swami generation? Oh, lakhs and lakhs of sannyasis. In our sampradaya, Madhvendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, was sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also sannyasi. After that, there are so many sannyasis. Prabhupada made Tridanda sannyasis, still coming in Ramanu Sampradaya, in our sampradaya. So, renounce is very good. Very good. It will come afterward. Now, try to be Jitendriya, to conquer your senses, especially these 10. It has no bone.
No backbone.
Huh?
No backbone.
No backbone. No backbone. Not controlled. She can tell anything to anyone. So we should try to control. If your Rasanandriya,
the tongue,
is controlled, all things will be controlled. Like fishes. Everywhere in pond, in ocean, in rivers, some fishermen taking bansi in their hands, a stick and
fishing rod,
and they make some
bait,
flesh in that, and they fail it. So by test, this is not in control. She at once jumps and takes it. And what becomes? They try to roll, coming and again leaving. And after some time, she is tired and he takes and cooks and finishes. So we should try to control our this tongue. Don't speak anything which is wrong. Always control. Bark big. If your bark big is controlled, everything. Then there will be no offense of Vaishnava, Namaparad or anything. Then, he's telling, Pinganam Vishya. In ancient call, ancient time, in Videh Nagari, where Raja Janak Videh used to live, and there was a prostitute, Shyamrani.
Yeah,
Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Salakaya Chaksuranyavitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Shri Gurudev has ordered me to speak about the next of the 24 gurus of Shiksha gurus of Avadhut Dattatreya. And he's telling King Yadu that Pingala Vesh, Pingala prostitute, is another of my gurus. So I'll read the verse. O best among men, the king, this prostitute was very anxious to get money, and she stood on the street at night. And as she did so, she studied all the men who were passing by, thinking, oh, this one will surely have money. I know he can pay the price. And I'm sure he would enjoy my company very much. Thus, she thought about all the men in the street. But one man came and went by her as though she wasn't there. And then another, and in order to attract them, seeing that they were going by her, she would take very beautiful poses in different ways, and nothing was working. So gradually, she became so unhappy at her failures that within her heart, some detachment started manifesting. Failure is the pillar of success. Our Srila Prabhupada in his books used to quote Pingala prostitute as the example. Then, as the detachment came in her heart, she started remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she said to herself, just see how greatly illusioned I am. I cannot control my mind. Just like a fool, I desire to enjoy the pleasures of insignificant men. Lakshmi also, in the sixth canto, she is teaching that what is the use of a husband who's made of a bag of skin and pus and just some hair sticking out of that piece of skin? One should accept only the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his husband. Then she begins condemning herself. We girls have to stick together. Then she says, how uselessly I've tortured my soul. I have sold my body to lusty, greedy men who themselves are objects of pity. Hmm. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna is complaining to Krishna, why are you asking me to fight in this war? So many bad things will happen. Women and girls are protected by their husbands and their fathers, elders, and if their husbands and elders die in the war, then they'll be subjected to be the prey of unscrupulous men. And there in the purport, our Srila Prabhupada says that unintelligent women become subject to the exploitation of unscrupulous men. So as our Prabhupada used to say, man is good, woman is good, you put them together and it's bad. Then she continues, thus practicing the most abominable profession of a prostitute, I hope to get money and sense pleasure. Certainly in this city of Adeha, now she's manifesting some very good qualities, like Srila Narottam Das Thakur, that I haven't worshipped Lord Gaura, I've accepted valueless things as valuable, and valuable things like Gaur Prem and Gaur Kirtan as valueless. Instead of hearing the Harikatha of saintly persons, I listen to the Prajalpa, criticism, and useless talks of materialistic persons. I've wasted my life. What is the use of such life? I might as well have died rather than to maintain this useless body. Similarly, she's now coming to that conclusion. Certainly in this city of Adeya, I am the most foolish. This is the qualification of a devotee to get mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavan, and I am the most petite. I am the most fallen. Therefore, my claim is first. In our song, Sri Guru Charana Padma, the last line, Ebe Yash Gushu Tribhuvana, your glories are spread all over the three worlds. Srila Gurudev gave a very deep, further meaning of this, that I am so fallen, nobody could save me. I'm so unqualified. If you'll deliver me, then you'll become famous all over the three worlds as the most savior of the most fallen. Then she comes to accept the glory, and she's developing affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I neglect it by lamenting. Lamentation is purification, as our acharyas teach us. I neglected the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who awards us everything, even our original spiritual form. And instead, I desire to enjoy sense gratification with many men. Men provide sense gratification for women, but all these men, and even the demigods in heaven, have a beginning and an end. They are all temporary creations who will be dragged away by time. Therefore, how much actual pleasure or happiness can any of them give their wives? There's no difference between the sex pleasure in heaven, on earth, and in the animal kingdom. In 1969 in Boston, our Srila Prabhupada told the story of one man who was very lusty, even though he was married to a very chaste, wonderful, submissive wife, and he desired a very expensive prostitute. So knowing about this, that chaste wife went to the prostitute's house when she wasn't home, and she began cleaning. So the prostitute returned and said, what are you doing? And she said, I want the opportunity for my husband to enjoy you. So she said, you don't realize how expensive I am. Finally, the lady worked for her until she became a prostitute, made so much money, and gave that money to her husband, and her husband went to the prostitute. So that prostitute already knew who that man was and liked his wife very much. So generally in a prostitute's house, they first serve a dinner, very tasteful dinner to the man, and then they engage in their business. So she served him the same food in a brass pot and the same food in a golden pot. And he said, what is this? She said, just taste it and tell me what you think. So he said, tasted it, and he said, oh, it tastes exactly the same. Why did you put it in the two pots? So she said, you are such a rascal that you think that sense gratification is the same, is different in me and in your wife, when the taste is actually the same. And then our Prabhupada said, the taste is the same in heaven, on earth, and in hell. So because of this pingala prostitute's frustration, that turned into detachment, which later on turned into affection for the Lord, and concluded that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only source of love and happiness.
Thank you. So, a sadhak should always remember this Pingala history. Asahi paramam dukham, nairashyam paramam sukham, jat santhid kantasam, sukham suswap Pingala. Select his all worldly desire and began to think that, oh, Krishna is very near in heart. I have not tried to please him, but these persons who will die one day, what happiness they have given to me? Nothing. They have buried my body, enjoyed. I became of them and lost everything. Anyhow, by the mercy of Krishna, I have now Nairashyam, Vairagyam. And this Vairagya will take me to Krishna. So he left his door, went to sleep, and very well slept, and she became afterward a good devotee. So we should always remember this history and try to be very careful. What Avadhut Dattatreya has told, and Krishna again he has told to Uddhava. Why he has told? Oh, you will have to detach from this world. No asakti.
No attachment.
And give your whole heart, all of heart, everything to please Krishna. Life is short, but arthadam, oh, it can give param artha, even dasya pradika, highest it can give. Only we can, and we don't know when it will go, when death will come. So with whole effort and energy, you should give to Krishna consciousness. Then, Sudevi. One kirtan.
Thank you.
Right, teacher Brajendra Nandan Prabhu. This should come forward.
Please come forward. Brajendra Nandan Prabhu.
Come. Tamopaha Prabhu, you should stand up.
Tamopaha, stand up.
Why? Why you?
You can come here.
No, no, there. Okay. I'm very happy that for this school, for children traveling here and there, Tamopaha Prabhu has kindly donated a mini car.
Mini
bus. Where more than
25
children, teachers, all can travel here and there, and they can preach here and there. So, this is the paper of
the car.
The vehicle.
Car. You should give him.
His car.
The key he has already.
Oh.
Come on, car.
Come on. Thank you. I want that is school should progress. So many children from all over world should come. And it should be ideally school. I think it is still ideal. Krishnadas where? Krishnadas.
Hare Krishna. So, some devotee has requested initiation. Although the initiation done yesterday and fire sacrifice will take place tomorrow 9 a.m. headed by Sripad Damodar Maharaj. So some devotee has requested for initiation, it will take place tomorrow just before 9 a.m. in the Bhajan Kutli of Srila Gurudev. So whoever desire for initiation, they have to come there before 9 a.m.
Krishna Das? Where? Oh. Then you...
Rama.
After that, you should pray
the
Rama.
The Rama prayer, be ready for Rama.
Jai Jai Radha Raman Haribo.
Today.
Tomorrow.